Hey, thanks for tuning into this weekend special podcast of Malloy.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
So in sort of downtime, you put the headphones in and you just listen back to yourself.
I do, and I dial up the podcast.
Yeah, dial it up.
Yeah, I do.
That's what kids
call
it.
Make a call.
Do you?
And I say, can you pop on the podcast?
All right.
And they do it.
Well, enjoy. Here's Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
Nick Malloy in his underpants.
Juicy.
We've just got to work on that landing a little bit.
Who will it be this week?
We'll be crossing to a press conference with Dan Andrews soon.
Time to reveal.
Dan Montagna.
Nice say Montagna, mate.
Clown of the Week.
Well, we will be crossing to a press conference with Dan Andrews. This is a good place to start. Mm. He's just said this not hours ago. He addressed the people of Victoria.
Because this is so infectious and is moving so fast, we need a circuit breaker. Therefore, I'm announcing that from 11:59pm tonight until 11:59pm on Wednesday, so for 5 days, all of Victoria will go to stage 4. Restriction.
Fantastic. Yeah. Love your work. Well done. Yeah. Here we go again. I don't know about you guys. Have you seen the Holiday Inn? It was a shithole in 77. Okay. 1977, when it was at the height of its powers. If there was ever a petri dish of a hotel.
So you don't think the air conditioning's really up to scratch?
I don't think so. It's humming away. You can hear it from 5 kilometres down the road. Yeah. Jason is on the line. Jason, who do you want to clown?
The Victorian Premier Dan Andrews.
Why? I mean, any reason in particular?
He's having a shutdown, but he's done nothing about the tennis yet.
So the tennis rolls on.
Yeah.
And this is my point. And I think they were going to have 30,000 people a day for 14 days at the tennis. In the meantime, we're all locked down.
Mm.
Tennis goes ahead. Mm. Birdman Rally shut down.
Birdman Rally no longer.
Birdman Rally.
Dan.
I mean, if you want to think of a culturally significant Victorian event.
Yes.
That brings people from around the world. Again, outdoors. It's
that's
on a river.
Right. Yes.
There's social distancing.
Yeah.
It hits everything.
Bit of cardboard on your arms.
No Birdman River. More Nick Kyrgios.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And by the way,
what?
I want a clown. Well done, Jason. Give him a prize.
Case
of Brick Lane.
Coming your way, Jason.
Coming your way.
Thank you.
Terrible stuff. I want to clown the federal government too.
Oh, okay.
Because we are the only country in the world, and this is true,
right,
and I'm not making up, who are yet to vaccinate a single person. They had the map out last night. There are tribes in Brazil,
right,
remote parts of the Congo, who they're rocking up in canoes and inoculating them as we speak.
Feb 12, nothing.
Yet nothing has arrived in Australia. And can Jay, you have 14% of Americans, and I think they just got another 200 million
that's right
today.
My mum and dad have been vaccinated, had both shots.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You know who I blame?
Who's that?
Health Minister Greg Hunt, who...
Oh.
Starting to think maybe an anti-vaxxer.
Health minister.
Yeah, but
mean by
well,
that.
Why is no one getting it? You know, has anyone checked him out?
We might need to make a call.
Hang on, I heard Pete Evans wanted to run for the Senate. Did
That's
he
right.
not? He'll get in.
Probably will.
He could be our next health minister. Greg Hunt's behaviour is anything to go. Yeah, he refuses to vaccinate anyone.
Oh, man.
So there's the tennis tournament.
Right.
It's still up and running. Can I tell you something? Stage 4. We mentioned that. You know what stage 4 means? You can't go to school.
That's right.
Hey, kids, but if you want to get out of the house, you can still be a ball boy at the Australian Open.
All right.
I mean, what is going on in the world? Joe's on the line. Joe, who do you want to clown?
Yeah, good afternoon, boys. The two Italians last night at the tennis.
Let's keep it on the tennis. The two Italian players who argue on court. So they finished the game.
Right.
They shook hands.
Yeah.
They went off court.
Yeah.
They had this testy exchange. Jay, what do you make of that?
Italian is one of those languages. It may not necessarily be an argument. They could just be discussing plans post-match.
They're highly animated, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey, do you want to go get a coffee?
Yes, I would like to get coffee.
Would you like to watch the Britney Spears documentary? Have you seen it? It's amazing.
Can we have a bit of that again?
All right.
I'll translate.
A bit. Are you still living with your mother? Yes, I am too. Yes. Till when? Till I'm 80. I will never leave home. She makes a day, Rigatoni. All right. Have I gone too far?
Possibly.
But if I lost anyone there, okay, well done, Joe. I give Joe a prize too.
What about a case of Brick Lane for your Friday, Joe? We'll sort you out with that thanks to Brick Lane.
Thank you very much.
Get you through lockdown. Draft.
Available at Dan Murphy's.
Where's it available?
Too. Dan Murphy's.
Dan Murphy's. Yeah, well done, Dan Murphy's. Involved. They know a good beer when it bites them on the nose. Adam's on the line. Adam, who would you like to clown?
The bird that flipped off Nadal at the tennis last night.
The bird that flipped off Nadal at the tennis. We're calling her Karen. Is it a Karen? It's Lisa is her name. Let's have a listen to it. So we don't have the actual exchange, but she went bonkers. She said, get on with it, you OD. What is it?
OCD.
You OCD F-wit or something.
Something along those
something
lines.
Similar.
Something similar. Something inappropriate.
Then flipped the bird, and a very surprised, nay, shocked Nadal addressed the issue at his post-match press conference.
Honestly, it was a strange situation, but somebody doing the finger to me with, I don't know the reason, but I was surprised, yes, but at the same time, we're thinking, poor girl, because she was drunk or something like this. I don't know. Too much gin or tequila. I don't know.
or possibly too much.
Oh, maybe a little bit of fireball. Now we're talking.
That's what I would suggest. If I could lay it down. I think we've got time for one more. Sure. Coming back after Blake, 133353, I'd like to clown Nick Kyrgios. If I might. Well, this is our tennis clowning. We started with Victoria Government. Yeah. We've done all the others. Let's get him out of the system. Sure. Nick Kyrgios, who made this statement last night.
It was a strange match. Like, I'm telling you, if you were inside my head, there were some dark thoughts in there, I'll tell you what.
Dark thoughts. You know what it got me thinking? What would it be like inside Nick Kyrgios's head?
I'm telling you, if you're inside my head, there were some dark thoughts in there.
Hello! Frank Walker from National Tiles.
It doesn't get any darker than that! When he's on the court, that's what's going on inside.
Round and around.
Hey, can I make a clowning?
Who's that?
An idol of mine, Bruce Springsteen, caught DUI or DWI, whatever they call it in America. Behind the wheel, the he's had a couple. Probably working on a new song. That's a song.
Well, that's something to do. I think it was a shot of tequila or something, wasn't it, that he slammed down? I think that was the story.
Or fireball.
Or maybe it was a little bit of a fireball.
I hope it doesn't affect his concert, but I think is he performing live now? Can we go out and see?
All right, yeah, we are getting the satellites in play. Bruce is playing. One of his great songs too. Check it out.
Come on, Wendy, tramps like us. Baby, we were born to be.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's revolt. Oh, Bruce. Mop and bucket, please. Roadies.
Poor roadies.
There's Tana Douglas on
there. Roadies are out there with a bucket and mop.
That's right.
Didn't sign up for this.
Hey, by the way, you speak of Bruce Springsteen, the guy who brought him out last time, Michael Gudinski, is going to join us in the next sort of 10, 15 minutes.
Fantastic.
As well.
Can't wait. He's got some Rubens news.
Yeah, new album.
133353 if you want to get involved. Can we just cross back to Bruce?
Oh, do we have
quickly?
To?
Yeah, let's see what he's up to.
Oh, he sounds good now.
He's back.
All right.
Whitney. Hello, Whitney. Would you like to clown anyone? Oh, by the way, congratulations. I believe you're back on the dating scene.
Oh, well
is that
done,
true?
Yeah.
No, I'm not back on the dating scene.
Well, I'll say, get back on that pony. What do you got for us? Who do you want to clown?
I'm going to clown the influencer who claimed that she discovered something that's been around for a very long time.
A new type of coffee. This is on a website you discovered called?
Yeah, it's called Celeb Spellcheck, and it takes the piss out of dumb influencers, basically. This woman.
This one.
Sorry.
So, guys, I stopped drinking coffee about 3 or 4 months ago because it was making my anxiety really bad. But I just found a new alternative. This is decaf coffee. I think that's how you say it. And it's actually really nice. It tastes exactly like coffee. And I think I can finally start having coffee again.
Sweet spirit.
Oh my God. Guess what I've discovered?
I think that's how you say it.
It's like she's just like made a breakthrough.
That's right.
Decaf, eh? How long has this been going on?
Go on.
I'm writing that down. Can I clown someone?
Oh, who?
Well, there's a load of animals from Gone Wild this week I'd like to clown, including the zoo penguins that were too cold, so they had to be taken inside. Getting cold is your job.
That's right. It's what your laboratory built
it's
for.
It's what you do.
Your thing.
Your Arctic Circle bird, Antarctic Circle
that's
birds.
Thing.
That's your thing. But can I, what about the koala that caused a 6-car pile-up? I just want to play the audio from the news story.
A six-car pile-up on the freeway caused when a driver slammed on their brakes to avoid hitting the curious critter. Nadia Tugwell was stuck in the traffic jam that followed.
There's a little cute koala running up towards me, two cars in front. So I picked up the koala. I said, just stay there, be a good girl.
Luckily, no one was seriously injured in the chain reaction smash, but it did cause lengthy delays for morning commuters.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm all worried about Nadia Tugwell. Is she okay? Was she?
I think she got into a fight last night at the Australian Open.
Hey, yellow card, Dave. I think you could get in trouble for
I
that.
I could. I that didn't is. Know that at all.
Hey, good stories. Let's get into our callers. Okay. William's on the line. William, who do you want to clown?
Unfortunately, Mick, it's got to be you, buddy boy.
What for?
Oh, remember? I think it was yesterday when you said that you didn't realise that you could get money out when you paid. So groceries or...
You can get cash out at a supermarket checkout. Okay, give us a call. I bet you I'm not the only... I bet you there's loads of people who did not know that was a thing.
It says, what do you want cash out?
What, I'm supposed to be a mind reader, am I?
Well, it says on the screen you're putting your groceries through.
I've been going to supermarkets, mate, for 40 years now, okay? Right. And here's how it works. Here's my groceries. Right. How much do they cost? Thank you.
Yeah, but you'd scan them yourself, wouldn't you?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you're old school.
No, I'm old. Look
at you.
I don't trust the scanners. I don't even go through airport security. try and go around. I'm not up for it.
All right. Well, case of Brick Lane.
Hey, William, get stuffed.
No, I like it. Slap a Brick Lane. Yeah, available at Dan Murphy.
You got away with this one, William. Gay's on the line. Gay, who would you like to clown?
Hi, Mickey. I'd like to clown the guy who stole the sex doll from the shop and decapitated it on the way out and then left the head behind.
So, right, he obviously had specific needs and the head wasn't involved on this occasion. Can I say this, Gay? I saw that footage. It was a smash and grab on a sex shop.
Right.
And the guy has gone in, and I mean, you must have really wanted that sex doll because he kind of knew where it was too. And he's gone bang, gone in, made a beeline for it, grabbed it, and then tried to take it out. Knocked the head off, and then I'm talking about the dummy here, and then left. I mean, can I say this? And I'm going to support him here. Yeah. Maybe he wanted it for carpooling.
Maybe, you always see the best in people.
You
know,
he needed it so he could use the carpooling alone. Hey, give Gay
$100
a price.
For you. $100, Gay. Your choice of whatever you want. Uber Eats or Netflix, Amazon. You can go shopping at the Iconic. I'll sort you out with the voucher.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Time for one more. Shane from Newcastle. Who do you want to clown, mate?
Anybody that doesn't give you the courtesy flash anymore with a speed camera.
An Australian. Yeah, bang. Right. Duke him.
All right, a case of Brick Lane.
For you. Well said, good beer. Shane.
Big week next week on Malloy 2. How's this for a lineup?
Right.
Ben Elton.
I love Ben Elton.
Jim Jefferies.
I love Jim Jefferies.
Glenn Robbins.
Yeah, not so much. She's okay.
Merrick Watts, Denise Scott, and Nerilee Meadows as well.
Bang.